亲爱的主啊，我们愿意低头敬拜，抬头仰望，仰望为我们信心创始成正的主。求主叫我们能够放下重担，诚心忍耐，要奔那摆在我们前面的路程。求主叫我们能够伸出信心的手来，求主你牵引着我们走到加利利的海滨，耶路撒冷的街道，各处到处体会你为我们所成就的恩典，所有的教训，十字架的救恩，福音的大能，宣教的意象，天国的盼望。哦主啊，你帮助我们，帮助我们每一个人，叫我们抬起来能看，叫我们侧耳能听，叫我们把我们的心靠着你的恩惠敞开来接受你所赐给我们的恩惠。哦主，求主你引导我们，你深深地知道我们每一个人的光景。如果在我们当中还有人没有信主的，求主你感动他，让他接受你，叫他能够真的蒙受你的恩惠，走你给他预备的生命的道路。主啊，如果在我们当中有哪一位已经蒙受了你的福分，但是现在还不能够振作起来，求主你刚强他，让他能够行走，走在十字架的路上，越走越有力量，越走越有你的恩典。主啊，如果在我们当中有哪一位实在是已经有了这样爱你的心，但是还不清楚你前面要给他预备的道路，求主叫他不要依靠自己聪明，总要认定你，你就必定指引他的路。主啊，如果有哪一位在我们当中已经在你的面前侍奉，但是有困难，也有很多的阻碍，主啊，我们知道你复活的大能在他身上，你能够除去一切的困难，让他能够勇往直前，一直靠在你的面前往前奔走。主，我们每一个人都需要你的恩典，你深深地知道我们每一个人的光景。求主照着你丰盛的恩典和怜悯，今天补足我们所缺少的，刚强我们所软弱的，让我们能够在你的面前真是能够刚强起来，靠着你的恩典能够真是体会到你的爱是何等的长阔高深，实在是过于我们所能测度的，也能够为我们成就超过我们所求所想的。但愿恩主今天晚上就向我们施恩，向我们说话，引导我们，求主听我们的祷告，奉耶稣基督圣名，阿门。请坐。
You may be seated。
今天晚上我们所读的经文是以西结书第四十七章。
Tonight we want to read chapter 47 of the book of Ezekiel。
以西结书第四十七章。
Chapter 47, the book of Ezekiel。
我们要从第一节一直读到第九节。
We will read from verse 1 all the way through verse 9。
以西结书第四十七章第一节一直到第九节，那么让我读出来，请各位很留心的听，然后我们还有英文来读。以西结书第四十七章。
Please pay attention as I read。
他带我回到殿门，见殿的门槛上、门槛下有水往东流出，原来殿面朝东，这水从槛下由殿的右边，在祭坛的南边往下流。他带我出北门，又领我从外边转到朝东的外门，见水从右边流出。他手拿准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千肘，是我趟过水，水到踝之骨。他又量了一千肘，是我趟过水，水就到膝。再量一千肘，是我趟过水，水便到腰。又量了一千肘，水便成了河，是我不能趟过，因为水是瘴气，成为可夫的水，不可趟的河。他对我说：人子啊，你看见了什么？他就带我回到河边。我回到河边的时候，见在河这边与那边的岸上有极多的树木。他对我说：这水往东方流去，必下到亚拉巴，直到海，所发出来的水 必流入沿海，使水变甜。这河水所到之处，凡滋生的动物都必生活，并且因这流出来的水，必有极多的鱼。海水也变甜了。这河水所到之处，百物都必生活。
Afterward, he brought me again unto the door of the house.And behold, waters issue out from under the threshold of the house eastward. For the forefront of the house stood toward the east, and the waters came down from under from the right side of the house at the south side of the altar. Then brought he me out of the way of the gate northward, and led me about the way without unto the other gate by the way that looketh eastward. And behold, there ran out waters on the right side. And when the man that had the line in his hand went forth eastward,He measured 1,000 cubits, and he brought me through the waters. The waters were to the ankles. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through the waters. The waters were to the knees. Again he measured 1,000 and brought me through. The waters were to the loins. Afterwards he measured 1,000, and it was a river that I could not pass over. For the waters were risen, waters to swim in, a river that could not be passed over. And he said to me, Son of man, hast thou seen this?Then he brought me and caused me to return to the brink of the river. Now when I had returned, behold, at the bank of the river were very many trees on the one side and on the other. Then said he unto me, This water issue out toward the east country and go down into the desert and go into the sea, which being brought forth into the sea, the water shall be sweetened. And it shall come to pass that everything that liveth, which moveth,Whatsoever the river shall come shall live, and there shall be a great multitude of fish, because this water shall come thither. For they shall be sweetened. Everything that shall live thither, the river cometh.
在我们这次的聚会里面
In our conference, in the meetings this time,
当我们要思想未完成的使命
we are considering the unfinished task.
我就觉得在旧约的先知的信息里面给我们最清楚的指示
I feel that through the message of the Old Testament prophets we gain the best, the clearest understanding
我也有一点点忧虑我恐怕这个旧约的背景也许有一般的人不太熟悉
I was somewhat worried because perhaps some of us are not familiar with the Old Testament background
但是就是因为不熟悉我感觉到更需要大家一同的来分享来学习
ButJust because we are not familiar, we feel that we must all learn together and study together.
所以呢，我今天呢，晚上还是要稍微重复一点，说到在以西结书里面的内容，让我们想到神要给我们的信息。
And so I want to repeat again the contents that we have covered so far concerning the message in the book of Ezekiel.
因为以色列人是神的选民。
Because the Israelites were the chosen people of God.
为什么神要拣选以色列人呢？
Why did God choose Israelites?
因为这是神在历史中的计划。
This was his historical plan, a plan in history.
也许有人感觉到以色列人的历史跟我们又有什么关系呢？
So you say, what does their history have to do with us?
但是我们就仔细的研究的时候，我们会发现，圣经从重的一面来看，就是是以色列人的历史；但从横的一方面来看，我们就感觉到这是神在历史里面所特有的计划。
We know that from vertically or horizontally, we know that the history of the Israelite people will show us the whole plan of God.
我们知道神他有一个救赎的计划。
We know that he had a plan of salvation.
这是神单单对以色列人的。
Not just for the Israel people.
他是对全世界的人的。
It's for all the world.
但是他要借着以色列人先蒙受神的恩惠，然后把神的恩典要带出去，让全世界的人都能够得着。
But through the grace that was given to Israel,He wants the whole world to receive the same grace.
那么因此呢，我们从表面来看，这是以色列人的历史。但是如果我们仔细的来看，我们会知道这是神在历史中的计划。
So superficially, we are studying the history of the Israel people, and yet we know really it's the plan of God throughout history.
是整个全世界的历史，而不是单单对以色列人。
And it's for the whole world, not just for Israel.
于是当我们读到新约的时候，我们就更能够了解。
And then when we come to the New Testament, we will understand more because of it.
在新约里面，我们就很清楚地知道教会他们一切的情形，就是以色列人给我们的一些帮助。
And from the New Testament, we know that the conditions or the matters of the church actually grew out of the Israel people.
帮助我们能够了解神在教会中的计划和旨意。
And the history will help us to understand the plan and the will of God in our church today.
这是我们在研究旧约圣经的时候一个很重要的大前提。
And so this is the really a great assumption, the greatest presupposition as we study the Old Testament.
我们读到以西结书的时候，我们就知道，当以色列人他们虽然是神的选民，但当他们犯了罪，神的刑罚、神的审判还是在他们身上。
Even though they were the chosen people of God, but as soon as or after they sinned, God's punishment was still upon them.
他们的国家败亡了。
Their nation was destroyed.
圣殿毁坏。
The temple was destroyed.
很多的人被掳到外邦。
And many of them were captured out overseas.
当他们流落在外邦的地方。
And when they roam around in foreign nations,
神就让先知以西结来帮助那些人，叫他们在信仰方面重新的振作起来。
God raised the prophet Ezekiel so that they can receive the message from him, so they can all rise up.
以色列人是失败的。
Yes.The Israel people have failed.
但是神没有失败。
But God has not failed.
神的计划不会因为人的软弱而受了阻碍。
God's plan will not fail because of weakness of man.
因此神还要再让以色列人恢复。
And so God will restore the Israel people.
于是说我们想到教会也是这样的现象。
And we think of the church in the likewise manner.
今天教会有很多的软弱。
There are many weaknesses in the church.
神也一定要管教他的教会。
And God will chastise the people of the church.
而且也叫教会的弟兄姊妹是世代受到很大的管教。
And I know that many of us have been chastised.
我们人失败了，但是神没有失败。
We as human beings fail, but God has not failed.
神的计划还是不能改变。
God's plan has not changed.
他的计划在哪里呢？
Where is His plan?
在旧约里面就是借着以色列的民族。
Through the Israel people in the Old Testament.
在新约里面，神就借着教会。
Through the church in the New Testament.
教会无论怎么不好，神还是要让教会重新的复兴起来。
No matter how bad or how weak the church is, God will restore, will let it rise again.
因为这是神的计划。
Because this is the plan of God.
这也是神唯一的方法。
This is God's only way.
所以神没有失望，我们也不应该失望。
So if God has not despaired, we should not despair.
因为我们能够看到教会复兴的迹象。
Because we can see the sense of revival from the church.
但是以色列人他们要恢复，要得到神的祝福。他们自己必须要振作起来，重新的要依靠神。
In order to receive the blessings from God, the Israel people must change their ways and obey God.
当然，今天我们的教会也是这样。我们希望教会复兴，是要我们每一个人要重新的振作起来。
If we want the church to have revival, each one of us must be revived.
我们怎么振作起来呢？
How do we get revived?
在神的面前切实的悔改认罪。
We must repent diligently before God.
我们也必须在神的面前真正的有信心仰望他。
We must have the real faith looking upon Him.
然后我们就看到神的荣耀。
And then we will see the glory of God.
我们这几天差不多都是同样的主题，一直反复的、重复的在这样的思想。
And so almost with one theme, we keep repeating.This kind of thoughts night after night.
在以西结书第四十章一直到四十八章，可以说是整个都是复兴的信息。
In Ezekiel chapter 40 to 48, we see the message of revival or restoration.
于是我们从以色列民族历史的经验，看到今天教会的情形跟教会的前景。教会的前途。
So from the history, from the experience, we see the future, the prospect of our church today.
所以我们今天晚上的信息也是在这一方面。
So again, we dwell on this theme tonight.
当时以西结他的意象里面就看到一个圣殿，而且圣殿的门槛底下有水流出来。
And so in the vision, Ezekiel saw a sanctuary and underneath it he saw waters flowing out.
圣殿是什么意思呢？
What is the meaning of the sanctuary? This is God'spresence with them.
什么是神的殿呢？
What is God's sanctuary?
是表明神的同在，而且也表明神的引导。
This is God's presence and God's guidance.
那么这个圣殿就是表明以色列人要恢复他们的敬拜。
It means that they will restore their worship.
整个的信仰的生活里面，我们必须从敬拜做起。
Throughout our life of faith, we must start with worship.
如果我们在敬拜方面失败了，我们全部都失败了。
If we fail in our worship, we fail in all aspects.
我们记得在创世纪第四章里面，不是吗？当该隐他说先的祭不得到神的喜悦，他的敬拜失败，所以他整个失败，甚至他成为一个罪人，要凶杀他的兄弟。
Remember in chapter 4 of Genesis, Cain's offering was not looked upon by God with favor, and so he fell. And afterwards, his whole life failed. And so I feel that the weakness of our church today is our failing in our worship.
我这所想的是集体性的敬拜，但是我们个人的失败在乎我们个人的灵修，我们个人的敬拜胜过失败。
I'm talking about our collective worship and also our personal spiritual life.
那么所以呢，我们就能够在这里很清楚地看到，就是当他能够看到圣殿的时候，就看见圣殿的门槛底下就水流出来。
And so when he saw the waters issue from under the sanctuary,
我们知道以色列人他们对水是看得非常珍贵的。The
Israel people consider water to be very precious.
因为他们感觉有水的地方就有花草，有水的地方就能够有丰富，表明是非常好的生活的环境。
Wherever there is water, there will be plant life and abundance of living.
因此水是生命的象征。
And so water is the symbol of life.
也是活力的象征。
And it's a symbol of strength.
不但在旧约是这样，新约里面，甚至在耶稣基督的教训里面，也特别强调这个水。
So either in the Old or New Testament, in the teaching of our Lord Jesus Christ, this symbolizes strength of life. Without worship, we cannot see God's life. And so when he saw the river issue from under the sanctuary, where did it come from? From the door, underneath the door.
而且特别说到是从祭坛的南边往下流。
And from the south side of the altar.
为什么要提到祭坛呢？
Why did he mention the altar?
他重新地强调敬拜的意义。
He again emphasized the meaning of worship.
敬拜是跟献祭连在一起的。
Worship and offering are inseparable.
那么这就是很表明我们每一个信徒有祭司的责任。
And it symbolizes that we all have the priesthood.
而且呢，我们的生活的本身全部都是正敬拜。
And our whole life should be a life of worship.
而且事实上也是有一个整个的一种献祭的那种精神跟献祭的特性。
And it has a sense of sacrificial living, a spirit of sacrifice.
在希伯来书里面就说到，我们有一祭坛。
In the book of Hebrews, we talk about the altar.
在那个祭坛上，有我们的主耶稣基督已经为我们舍上。
On it, our Lord Jesus Christ has sacrificed himself.
只有一个祭坛。
There's only one altar.
不但是耶稣基督把他自己放在祭坛上。
Not only he laid himself upon the altar.
而且我们也要放上。
We also should dedicate ourselves.
于是我们从这里看的时候，想到祭坛的时候，我们就更想到十字架的祭坛。
And so we keep thinking about this, and we think of the altar of the cross.
当主耶稣基督钉在十字架上的时候，
When he was nailed on the cross,
你记得吗？他曾经说过，他说他渴了。He
said he, I thirst.
当他说他干渴的时候，
And when he said that,
他的血流尽了，他的汗流干了。His
sweat, his blood were all drained.
就在他的脚下，
And underneath his feet,
流出一股生命的水泉来。
There was this spring of the water of life.
越流越长，
And spreading and keep flowing.
越流越远,
and flowing afar,
越流越深,
and the more deeply,
越流越广,
the more widespread,
经过每一个时代,
throughout all ages,
进到每一个人心里面,
into each heart,
那个叫我们得到滋润, 得到生命的力量,
so that we can receive the strength of life.
这个水流, 它流的时候, 是越流越深的, 在这里面, 很清楚地给我们看见, 也越流越远的, 很清楚地能够让我们看到。
Here we see very clearly the flowing of the water is the more deeply, the more widespread.
神的工作就是这样。
God's work is likewise.
神的教会就是这样。
God's church is likewise.
神的恩典就是这样。
God's grace is the same.
神的生命也就是这样。
And the life from God is the same.
起初也就是很微弱, 好像很微小的, 但是越来越突长, 越来越发展。
Initially, it might be just a trickle, but afterwards, it's all grow into a mighty river.
是啊，有的基督徒当他刚信主的时候，师父很热心，但是慢慢慢慢的冷落下来。
Sometimes a person might be a very zealous Christian at first when he or she received Christ.
但是这能够说是一种不正常的现象。
But afterwards, the cooling starts to take place. So this is abnormal.
这种 diminishing returns 根本不能够适用在基督徒的生活里面。The
principle of diminishing return should not apply on the Christian life.
因为我们感觉到应该我们越来越得到多的恩典。 恩典又加上恩典，我们越来越得到更新的恩典，结果我们的生命就越来越长大。
We must grow in grace, in new grace.
因此我们觉得在基督徒生命的成长方面是多么多么的重要。
And so this is very, very important in the growth of our Christian life.
于是我们就能够看到，在这里面这幅图画是特别说明是信徒生命成长的过程。
And so this shows us a process of Christian growth.
那么这里也说明这是教会复兴的迹象。
And it's also, it talks about the conditions or the prerequisites of church revival, renewal.
我们知道教会不是偶然产生的。
We know the church was not born out of chance.
那是有一种历史的背景。
There was historical background.
正好像旧约以色列人的整个的历史都是说明神在历史里面的救恩的计划。
Just like the entire history of Israel shows God's plan of salvation.
因此我们就想到在历史的源流是一直可以那个寻溯下来，让我们能够看到这个历史的更续性 ，the historical continuity。从这里面，我们更想到神在各个时代里面要带领教会一直往前长进。
From the flow of historical events, we see the continuity of history, how God moves throughout history。
我们也想到生命的能力，福音的大能，必定是要逐渐的，很有的时候很虚幻的。但是很关键的，一直的往前进。
We know that even the power of the gospel might be very slowly, but it's very firmly going forward.
于是我们就能够又看到另外一幅图画，那可以说是宣教的意象，向外宣道的那种扩展的那种情景。
And so we also see a picture or a phenomenon of the missionary expansion.
于是我们今天晚上就着重这三方面。
And so we will dwell on these three aspects tonight.
信徒生命长进的经历。
The process of Christian growth,
教会复兴的气象,
the condition of church renewal,
宣教扩展的情景,
and the phenomena of missionary expansion.
于是当我们越思想的时候，我们的心里面越兴奋啊，是神自己工作，是神自己施恩。
The more we study, the more we are excited because this is God Himself, at work.
只要我们肯努力跟着他走，我们一定能够看到这样的美好的果效。
If we strive to follow Him, we will see all these fruits.
他拉着准绳往东出去的时候，量了一千周，使我趟过水，水到了踝之骨。
And so this man took the measuring tape and measured 1,000 cubits, and now the water got to my ankle.
那个水还是很热，很微热的。
And this was just a trickle of water, very shallow.
只能够到这踝之骨的那地方，就是到脚跟的这一点点的水，很少的水。
Only to the ankle or the heel of the foot.
我觉得是一个最好的比方来说明的，就是在《使徒行传》里面所说的。
And we can get a better explanation from the book of Acts.
我们记得当《使徒行传》里面所记载的，就是讲到教会刚刚初期的教会建立起来，他们都是有非常大的传福音的热忱。
We know that there was a great zeal among the early Christians in the early church.
在《使徒行传》第三章里面，我们记得彼得跟约翰到圣殿里面去传道。
We know, remember Peter and John went up to the temple to preach the gospel.
有一个人他是瘸腿的，他是很希望看到彼得跟约翰的时候能够得到他们的咒迹。
And this lame man saw Peter and John hoping to get something from them.
彼得怎么跟他说呢？
And so what did Peter say to him?
他说金银我都没有，只把我所有的给你，我奉你拿撒勒人耶稣基督的名叫你起来行走。
And he said, silver and gold I have none, but such as I have, I give you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk.
那么于是拉他起来的时候，他的脚跟踝之骨立刻就健壮了，不但能走，而且会跳，又站着又行走，心里面充满着欢喜快乐，来赞美神。
He took him by the right hand and lifted him up, and immediately his feet and ankle bones received strength. He leaped up, he stood and walked.And praised God.
这是希伯来人他们的思想里面说很清楚知道，就是踝之骨就是要走路，一定是需要在踝之骨方面能够坚强的。
The Hebrew people realized that to walk a long distance, the ankle must be healthy.
那么，于是我们不是看见一幅非常活泼的救恩的图画吗
？Don't we see here a lively picture of salvation?
什么叫做救恩呢
？What is salvation?
救恩就是我们整个的这个人生完全的改变。
It's a total turning of our life.
坏的变成好的。
The bad becomes good.
正好像我们记得当神创造的时候，把混乱变为秩序一样。
Just like in God's creation, out of chaos, He created order.
那么于是呢，我们就能够看到什么呢？就是看到一个人当他蒙恩得救以后，因为他的生命完全改变，第一步所要走的，就是他就会往前走了，会走路了。
When a man's life is changed, the first thing he does is to walk in this spiritual road.
我们记得在旧约里面不是说到与神同行吗？
we think of walking with God recorded in the Old Testament.
我们记得在新约里面不是耶稣说来跟从我吗？
And in the New Testament, Jesus said, "Come, follow me."
那么因此呢，一个真正蒙恩的人，他必须要走，要走天路，他必须要走，走生命的道路，他必须向前走，一直走，往上走，一直走。
So a person who really has received the grace of God must walk forward on this road leading to heaven, this heavenly way.
在希伯来书里面给我们非常清楚的图画。
And even in the book of Hebrews, we see a clear picture.
有人说这个希伯来书主题应该说是我们向前走。
The theme of Hebrews, someone said, should be going forward.
我们要离开道理的开端，极力进到完全的地步。我们往前走，我们要一直的要走，要诚心忍耐，要奔。摆在我们前面的路程，一直走走走往前走。
We must leave the preliminaries, the early teachings, in order to get to advanced state, ever forward.
所以基督徒的信心不是静止的，而是动静的，是动的 ，dynamic， 不是 static.
And so the Christian life should not be static; it should be dynamic.
我们也一直的往前进，这是我们能够体会得到的。
And we must keep advancing forward.
所以呢，各位，我们真是感觉到这是一件很重要的事。
This is very critical.
这个信我们能够明白这个意思不是单单头脑方面的认可而是我们有实际的这样的往前走的这样的情形
This faith is not just intellectual assent in our head but it's activity, it's action, walking forward
我们这次的夏令会我们所设计的是对基督徒的
This conference is mainly for Christians
那么因此呢我们的信息方面也是注重培灵一方面
And so our messages are more geared toward spirituallifting up.
但是可能还有几个人，你也许还没完全接受主耶稣基督。
And yet, perhaps there are some of you who have not completely received Jesus Christ as your Savior.
我很盼望能够说几句话，特别是注意福音方面。
I hope to say something about the gospel.
那么在圣经里面常常是描写，一个人如果他没有得着神的恩惠，好像人走在旷野的路上一样。
The Bible describes a person without God's grace as if he was walking on a road in the desert.
在这个旷野的地方好像是一个很荒僻的地方是不知道人不知道从哪里来也不知道应该往哪里去没有方向也没有目标
In this lonely road in the desert he doesn't know where he comes from he doesn't know where he goes without any direction
而且觉得非常的疲乏困倦
And he feels very tired very defeated
人生会非常的厌烦
And he feels meaningless in life
而且非常的干渴不知道应该做什么
And he feels very thirsty in life.
我记得在二十多年以前，不是在西方的文坛里面有一种文学家叫做 Wasteland Poets， 荒地诗人。
Some 20 years ago in the Western literature, there is this kind of literature, the Wasteland Poets.
他就讲到这个人好像是我们如果用中文来讲的话，就是行尸走肉 ，Hollow Man。那么因此呢就是说人在那里走都不知道在做什么就是这样走来走去甚至都走不动就这样站在那里其实一点生命的内容都没有
They describe men as hollow men because they walk, they do their things but without any meaning
但是当我们信靠了主耶稣之后我们不但我们的生命有了内容
But when we receive Jesus Christ not only do our life has meaning
最主要的就是我们已经有了方向人生的方向而且我们还有力量来行走我们人生的道路
We also gain a sense of direction and we also have the strength to walk towards it.
我们不再提着沉重的脚步而是很轻快的我们感觉到我们人生充满的歌唱充满的希望因为摆在我们面前的是非常光明的前程
No longer do we drag our feet but we go on singing because this is a glorious prospect in front of us.
是的从我们基督徒来讲我们感觉到我们必须要长进我们一直往前走因为我们不但是靠着圣灵的生而且靠着圣灵行事
We must advance ever forward because we're not just born of the Spirit but we also live by the Spirit
那么靠圣灵 行事呢本来的翻译就是 walk in spirit 我们真正是在靠圣灵在圣灵里面行走于是我们就越来越有力量力上加力
And as we walk in the Spirit we will have strength upon strength
我要再提到在希伯来书的内容我非常的喜欢希伯来书因为希伯来书就讲到我们一定要往前走
I like Hebrews very much because of the descriptions about our advancing forward.
那么他说的希伯来书的里面的内容他怎么说呢？我们要往哪里走呢？
Where do we go?
我们要走到 圣殿里面去。
We go to the temple, the tabernacle, the sanctuary.
我们不但是要走到圣所，而且走到至圣所里面去。
We go into the inner sanctuary.
而且我们还要通过幔子进到在至圣所里面的那种有种属灵的感受。
And through it, all the way into the spiritual feeling.
我们知道以色列人的至圣所不是每一个人都可以进去。祭司也不能随便进去，甚至大祭司也只能一年一次的进去。
We know that the inner sanctuary is not open to everyone. Even the high priest can only go in once a year.
那么在这个 Holy of Holies 位至圣所里面，我们知道以后当耶稣基督钉十字架的时候，不是幔子就裂开了吗？
And in we know that when Jesus Christ was crucified, the curtain was rent.
那么于是呢，这就说明我们可以坦然无惧地来到基督的面前。
Meaning that we can go into the inner sanctuary, this holy of holies, without fear.
是的，我们要走，我们走，我们不是这样的单单这样走，我们要走到神的面前，我们要走，要走到至圣所的里面，我们要走，我们要走到幔子里面去。
We must go in all the way in, into inside the curtain.
我们要真正的在那里享受一种属灵的交通，属灵的甜美的经验。
And there we can enjoy this spiritual fellowship, this.Wonders of the spiritual life.
但这样还不够。
But this is not enough.
我们不但要走进去，还要走出来。
We not only should enter, we also should walk out.
我们走出去，走到哪里去呢？
Where do we walk to?
走到营的外面。
We go out of the tent.
那么然后呢？我们救了他去，救了基督去，也受基督所受的凌辱。
And so we also suffer just like Christ suffered.
那么所以呢？我们可以这样说是 within the veil.Without the camp, 在这个营外面，我们这两方面是我们基督徒的两方面非常重要的信心的生活。
Both of these aspects, within the veil and without the camp, are very important to our Christian life.
有的时候我们愿意走到幔子里面，我们来享受神的恩典。
Sometimes we want to get into the inside the curtain, inside the veil to enjoy God.
这是好的，也是很需要，
This is necessary. We must do that.
但是这样还不够。
But this is not enough.
今天有很多的人要十字架的功劳。
Today they want to have the fruit of the Spirit,
因为
of the cross.
因为耶稣基督为我们钉十字架，赦免我们的罪。
Because Jesus Christ has forgiven us.
我们要十字架的功劳。
So we want the fruition of the cross.
但是我们不要十字架的道路。
And yet we do not choose the way of the cross.
我们不愿意走十字架的道路。
We don't want to walk on the road of the cross.
但是我们做神的儿女，我们一定要走十字架的道路。
But let me emphasize, we must walk on this road of the cross.
我们要与主一同的走。
We walk with him.
一同的走。
We walk together with him.
因为我们必须有这样的经验。
We must have this experience.
今天教会需要这样。
Today the church needs this experience.
我们今天教会要走在一个正确的道路上。
We must walk on this correct path.
我不但敢讲道路，因为有一些教会他很喜欢用道路这个字样来表明教会的真理。
Some churches would love to like to use the word way, the way of the church to show their doctrines.
那不是一种偏见，道路是神指示我们要走的。
Actually, this is the path that God leads us walking into.
我们怎么走呢？
How do we walk in it?
引导我们。
God's Spirit leads us.So we walk towards this road of revival.
什么是复兴的路呢？
What is the road of revival?
就是悔改的路。
This is the road of repentance.
我们每一个人都悔改。
We all should repent.
我们不能够专门看到别人。
We cannot look to others.
我们看到自己。
We should look into ourselves.
今天教会有很多的问题就是这样。
Many problems today come from this reason.
因为在教会有很多的问题。
Because of many issues, many problems.
因为人只看见别人的软弱，看不见自己的软弱。
They all see other people's weakness, but not their own.
我们没有爱，因为爱能够遮掩许多的过错。
Because we have no love. Love can cover many errors, many sins.
我们对教会太失望，我们觉得教会一点也不完全。
We are hopeless sometimes in church because it's imperfect.
我常常想到教会的完全的问题。
I often think about the perfection of the church.
我记得斯布登他有这样一个见证，在英国很出名的一个布道家。
I remember the testimony of Spurgeon.
因为斯布登他是一个很有名的，一个很有神重用的这样的一个经验的一个神的工人。
He was a person really used by God in England.
当然是他自己的追求了。
And also, of course, he had a strive for.This spiritual.
但是也是弟兄姊妹的爱心。
And yet, it's also through the love of the Christians.
他有讲道的恩赐。
He has the gift of preaching.
所以别的人就让他专门预备讲道，他一个礼拜什么事情都不做，就预备一篇讲道。
And all he had to do is to preach once per week without doing any other thing.
如果这样讲不好，说不过去了吧？
Well, if he cannot do good preaching, well, that's his fault.
那么今天教会里面很多的传道人太忙了，他没有功夫预备讲道。
But today there are too many busy ministers having no time to prepare for the sermon.
大家都不负责，不帮助他。
Nobody helps him.
他没有时间预备讲道。
He has no time to prepare.
所以他讲得不好。
So he cannot preach well.
当他讲得不好的时候。
And when he cannot preach well.
弟兄姊妹感觉到没有供应。
And the congregation said there's no spiritual supply.
于是又批评他。
And they criticized him.
我觉得非常的不公平，是不是？
I think this is very unfair.
但是斯布真他就得到神的恩典。
But Spurgeon had this wonderful grace from God.
而且也得到弟兄姊妹的爱。
And he also received the love from the fellow Christians.
所以他一天到晚祷告思想。预备礼拜天所有传讲的信息。
So day in and day out, he had time to pray and meditate on the sermon that he had preached.
所以当他站在讲台上的时候，你看他充满着力量，把神的恩典带出来。
And when he stood upon the pulpit, he was really full of God's strength, God's spirit, bringing out the message.
所以别人称为他讲台王子。
And so he was the prince of pulpits.
哦，他讲的倒实在有力量。
He was full of strength.
很多的人去听他讲道。
And many flocked to hear him.
那么，所以每一次讲道完了，正好像我们平常教会的习惯一样，他总是站在门口，要跟弟兄姊妹握手道别。
And as a custom, he was stood outside by the door after his preaching.
有一次，有一位弟兄，我说弟兄是一个基督徒，那么没有参加他的教会，就告诉跟他讲话。
And there was a Christian talking to him, not a member of the church.
他说：“斯布真先生，他说我很盼望我能够加入这个教会。”
He said, "Mr. Spurgeon, I would like to join the church."
我已经决定要加入这个教会。
I have decided to join.
因为我对教会非常的失望。
Because I'm very disappointed at the church.
这么大的伦敦，很多的教会我差不多都去过了。
Such a great area in London, every church I visited.
有的时候我甚至一个礼拜去一个教会，到处去找啊，找一个完全的教会。
And I would look around just for the perfect church.
但是就是找不到。
I couldn't find any.
一直等到我到这里来，我看这是实在是一个完全的教会。
And until I came, I saw that this is really a perfect church.
那么我有的时候这样想，如果我是斯布真，我大概这样告诉他。
If I was Spurgeon, I probably would say something like this.
我的感谢主啊，这主给我们的恩典。
Oh, praise the Lord, this is His grace. I welcome you to join us.
我们这个教会是比人家好一点。
We are slightly better than others.
但是感谢主，斯布真没有想我这么不属灵。
But Spurgeon was not like this.
他说我。弟兄，我不要你参加。
He said, "I don't want you to join."
因为我恐怕你参加了之后你会失望。
Because after you join, you probably will be disappointed.
因为这不是一个完全的教会。
This is not a perfect church.
你现在没有看清楚。
Now you have not seen everything.
但你进来了以后你就看清楚。
But after you join, you will see.
那么然后他就对这位弟兄笑眯眯的这样告诉他。
And then with a smiling face, he said,
他说弟兄啊，如果这是一个完全的教会。
Even if it were a perfect church, he said,
那我就更不要你参加。
The more so, I don't want you to join.
因为你一参加，这个教会就不完全。
Because as soon as you join, it will become imperfect.
各位，我们不能够找到一个完全的教会。
We really cannot find a perfect church.
我们不能找到一个完全的牧师传道人。
We cannot find a perfect minister.
但是我们要应该完全，好像我们的天父完全一样。
But we must be perfect, just like our heavenly Father is perfect.
我们彼此的鼓励，彼此的勉励，一同来走这条道路。
So we exhort one another, encourage one another on this heavenly road.
是的。于是量了一千肘，那个水已经到了那个膝盖那个地方。
After he measured another 1,000 cubit, another cubit, the water now reached the knee.
现在水就涨得很多了。
So this has quite increased quite a large extent.
在希伯来的思想里面，这个膝盖也是非常重要。
In Hebrew thought, the knees are also important.
因为他们也跪下来祷告的。
Because they kneel down to pray like we do.
而且这个膝盖是一个很敏感的地方。
The knee is also a very sensitive area.
因为有的人有关节毛病的什么的，都是在膝盖那地方就感觉到不舒服。
A person with arthritis will feel uncomfort at the knee.
那么我们就知道，这实在是在属灵的敏感方面需要有真正的长进。
So we must grow in the spiritual sensitivity.
我们必须要长进，而且我们不但是要走十字架的道路，我们也要应该学习来跟着主走，而且我们也真正的学习祷告的功夫，膝盖的功夫。
We not only should learn to walk to follow Jesus Christ, we also should learn to.Do the business of the knees, that is praying.
个人的问题，教会的问题，大部分都是缺少祷告。
Individual problems of the church come from the lack of prayers.
这是一个很严重的问题。
This is a very serious problem.
我们大家都知道要祷告。
We all know we should pray.
但是我们就不祷告。
But we don't pray.
我们祷告了，好像也没有什么结果。
And after we pray, we see almost no effect.
好像有一个摊子一样的，他没有办法到耶稣的面前。
Just like the lame person could not come to Christ.
所以他有朋友帮他忙。
And so he had to enlist the help of his friends.
有四个朋友把他抬，还是到不了耶稣的面前。
Even with four friends, he still could not get to Jesus.
有的时候我觉得我的祷告好像也是这样，差不多。
Sometimes my prayer is like this.
是不是我自己不能到耶稣的面前呢？
Is it because I cannot come to Jesus?
我叫别人来帮我忙，我也到不了耶稣的面前。
Even with help of others, I still cannot come to Jesus.
为什么我们在祷告方面这么失败？
Why do we fail in our prayer life?
我们记得在约拿书里面不是说到约拿不祷告的情形吗？
We remember in the book of Jonah how he did not pray.
我们今天不是说我们要提到关于这个宣教工作的意向。
We talk about the vision of missions.
我们来看看约拿书是一封非常好的传教这个工作的一幅图画，让我们可以看见。
And again we see that the book of Jonah really is a good picture of our missions.
神叫约拿到尼尼微去传道。
God commanded him to go to Nineveh.
他不肯去。
He refused.
他也不敢去。
And he was afraid to go.
为什么他不愿意去呢？
Why not?
因为尼尼微城的那些人是压迫侵略以色列人的。
Because the people in Nineveh would persecute Israelites.
他也不敢去。
And he was not willing to go. He did not dare to go.
因为他觉得他自己到那个大城去传道有什么用处。
So what's the use going to preach in a big city?
所以他就逃避神。
He escaped from God.
神叫他往东北，结果他到西南。
God wanted to go to northeast, he went southwest.
而且他想坐船了，刚刚有条船就可以上船，可以走了。
He wanted to take a ship, and it happened there was a ship there.
就是今天我们坐船也不是一定很简单可以找到这个船期，何况那个时候船就更少。
Even today, probably it's difficult to find a ship.
但是那个时候他找到一条船。
But he found it.
大概他自圆其说吧。
Maybe he was just rationalized the whole thing.
他说：“你看，到底神还是可怜，我们明明去了也没用，所以神还是给我环境的安排。可见的，这是神的旨意。”
So he justified, "This is the environmental factors God has given us."
很多的人要看神的旨意，很注意环境的安排。
Many people look into environment factors as the guiding of God's will.
那么在神的旨意里面有没有环境的安排呢？
Is there an aspect of the environmental aspect in God's will?
我想一定有的。
Yes.
但是不是单单这一方面。
But this is not the only one.
还需要有神的话语。
There must be the word of God.
还有需要内心的感动。
There must be the inner testimony.
那么事实上我们也知道神的话语接他到尼尼微去，这一方面他通不过。
Because if we test him,He did not pass the first test because God's word told him to go to Nineveh.
而且他的内心方面也不对了，因为他明明是逃避耶和华。
And in his
到船舱底下就睡觉了，就完全不记得了，就这样 relax.
And so he went to sleep in the lower floor of the ship.
他 relax， 神没有 relax， 所以神就风浪大作，就这个船很不稳定。
Fortunately, God did not relax and cause a great whirlwind to come.
在那个时候。船上的水手都祷告。
And all the sailors were praying at the time.
那就是腓尼基的水手。
They were Phoenicians.
他们是迷信的，拜偶像。
They were superstitious, idol worshippers.
没有功效。
There is no use when they pray.
但他们知道有祷告。
But they knew they had to pray.
但是有真实信仰的人没有祷告。
But the one with the real faith did not pray.
他知道祷告有功效的，他不肯祷告。
He knew that prayer will bring out fruit. He did not pray.
神的先知，神的仆人今天不祷告。
He was a servant, a prophet of God, but he did not pray.
所以神的人不祷告。
He belongs to God, he does not pray.
这是今天这个世界最主要的原因。
This is really the tragedy of our church.
于是那个船主就叫起，把约拿叫起来，说：“你这沉睡的人啊，你怎么可以这样？快起来，求告你的神。”
And so the shipmaster said to him, "Why don't you wake up?"
各位，今天我们有没有听见世界上的人的声音说：“你们这些基督徒为什么不祷告？”
Don't we hear the crying out of the world saying, "Christians, why don't you pray?"
我们没有祷告。
We have not prayed.
我们缺少祷告。
We lack in prayer.
我们没有在神的面前长进。
We have not grown in God.
无怪乎教会有那么多的问题。
And so there's so many problems.
无怪乎我们自己个人有那么多的问题。
No wonder we have so much personal problems.
宣教的工作有那么多的问题。
And so there are many problems in missions also.
我们觉得这是极大的悲惨的事情。神的心里面非常的着急，我们就不肯祷告。
This is really a great sorrow in God's heart because we don't pray.
因此我们没有长进。
And so we don't grow either.
教会怎么能够复兴？没有祷告怎么能够复兴？
Without prayer, how can the church have revival?
我们看到在韩国教会不是很兴旺吗？因为他们有祷告，所以才兴旺起来。
We know that there's a great revival in Korean churches because of their prayers.
虽然关于韩国的复兴的事情，实在也有另外一方面，我们看到他们深度不够，到底是不是能够很多的维持，我们还不知道。
Of course, on the other hand, I personally feel that they lack a sense of a depth. So we don't know how long this revival will persist.
但是无论如何，他们祷告。
But no matter how they pray.
我觉得在祷告的时候，能够让我发现一件很重要的事情。
In prayer, we can discover a very important thing.
我们所认的罪，不是单单认干犯的罪。
The sins that we confess, we don't only confess the sins of commission.
而是省略的罪 omission.
Also, the sins of omission.
我们不祷告的时候，我们不会感觉到这个。
If we don't pray, we are not sensitive to this.
当我们真正祷告的那个时候
，and only after we pray,
我们就发现我们有很多的省略的罪。
We know that we have a lot of sins of omission.
什么就是省略的罪
？What is the sin of omission?
应该做而没有去做的。
Things that we ought to do, we don't.
这样的事情我们实在太多了。
There are so many of them.
各位，如果你暑假的时候有的时间，我很盼望你能够看 Charles Finley 的这个关于 revival 的那个信息。
This summer, I hope that you have a chance to read the revival messages by Charles Finney.
他在灵道里面讲，他说我们最大的罪还不是干犯的罪，而是省略的罪。
Because he said that our greatest sin is not those of commission, but omission.
所以今天教会的问题固然有很多的因素，但是可能最大的因素还是你我，我们缺少祷告，我们缺少认罪。
So even though there are many causes for the church weakness, but I think the greatest one is we lack prayer. We don't confess our sins.
今天我们感谢主，因为中国的教会，华人基督教会已经看到宣教工作的重要。
We thank God today because the vision of missions has come to the Chinese church.
我们大家都很兴奋的，我们知道时候已经到了，我们应该做向外传道的工作。
We are very excited because the time has come. We must have foreign missions.
但是我们不允许我们还再犯西方教会他们所犯的过错。
But let us not commit the same errors as the Western missionaries.
那么西方的宣教的工作到底在哪一方面失败呢？
Well, where did they fail as far as the Western missionaries? They lacked prayer.
他们在这个猜他们宣教士出去的那个教会不够坚强，以至于那个宣教士在外面不能够作为主所。
The sending church was not strong enough, and so the missionary cannot do all he can.
在宣教的工作上，你是哪一样最重要？
What do you think is the most important thing in missions?
今天我们讲到宣教的工作，我们第一就劝人捐钱。
The first thing we probably think of is to gather money.
当然了，这是需要的。
Of course, yes, we need to have this.
那么然后我们就想到一定要有人，所以我们有了钱了，我们才能够派人出去。
And so we say first we have money and then we have the personnel.
那么然后我们再祷告。
And then we pray.
求神祝福。
Pray that God will bless them.
但是这是一个极大极大的错误。
I think this is a great mistake.
我们刚刚把这个次序打过来。
We have just reverted the order.
灵力，属灵的力量是第一。
The most important thing is the power, the strength of spirit.
然后才是能力。
And then human power.
然后才是财力。
And then money.
这些都要紧的，但次序不能够颠倒。
All of them are important, but the order must.Be right.
西方的宣教工作就是在这方面错误。
I think the Western missionaries have committed this error.
我们中国的教会如果做拆穿的工作，不容许我们再犯同样的错误。
So in missions today, we must not commit the same mistake.
大家都明白，我不是说不需要钱，我们应该捐钱。
Don't misunderstand me. We all need money.
但这不是最重要。
But this is not.
最重要的是属灵的力量。
The most important is the spiritual power.
我们真正的付上祷告的代价。
We must be sacrificed.We must have sacrificial prayer.
我们知道耶稣基督教导门徒的只有两个祷告。
When Jesus Christ taught his disciples, there were only two prayers.
其他的都是他自己跟神的祷告。
The rest of the record says mentioned about his own prayer with God.
那么有一个祷告就是主祷文。
The first is the so-called apostle, the Lord's prayer.
那么有的时候我甚至觉得对主祷文这个名字也不大对，应该叫徒祷文，因为不是主自己祷告，主不需要认罪，不需要说你赦免我的罪或者那这不需要，因为这是门徒的祷告。
I feel that this should be the disciples' prayer rather than the Lord's prayer.
另外一个祷告是什么呢
？Another prayer. What did he teach?
他就是教导说我们要求庄稼的主打发工人出去。
We pray the Lord of Harvest to send our workers.
要祷告。
We must pray.
那不是说我们只要求庄稼主打发他打发另外一个人，我没有在里面。
Not that he sent others, all other workers, without myself.
有的时候我们会不会太客观了？
Sometimes we feel very objective.
宣教的工作很客观。
Very, very objective.
我觉得我们有很大的需要求神打发别的人去，我当然不在里面，我不会去的，别的人去。
Oh, God sent others, not me.
会不会就是我呢？
Could it be me?
好像这个以撒的经验一样，当亚伯拉罕先他的儿子到。要献祭的时候，那个以撒说：“火已经有了，柴有了，但是这个时候献的燔祭在哪里？”
Just like Isaac talking to Abraham, everything is prepared,
Where is the sacrifice?
其实他就是燔祭。
But he himself was the offering, but he didn't know.
我们太客观了，这个可以不可以？
We are too objective about this.
因此，我们正是需要求庄稼的主打发工人，包括我。如果是神是你的旨意的话，要出去来受他的。
Or how we should pray that the Lord of Harvest will send workers, including myself, if this be His will.
今天如果我们有属灵的力量，人就不成问题。
If we have the spiritual strength today, personnel should not be a problem.
如果是属灵方面不够的话，人就有很大很大的问题。
If that is lacking, then personnel will create problems.
有的宣教士他们实在是有这种非常好的牺牲的精神。
Some missionaries have this great sacrificial spirit.
他们也实在是明白神的旨意。
And they really understand God's will.
他们也实在真正把自己摆上。
And they also dedicated themselves.
但不是所有的宣教士都有这样的精神。
But not all missionaries have this spirit.
有的宣教士不过就是要看换换环境。
Some missionaries just want to have a change of environment.
我好像这样说是不大对，不应该这样说。
Maybe I should not say in this manner.
但是有的时候的确有这样的情形。
But there are cases.
为什么有这样的情形？
Why?
神如果不差遣，他怎么能够去呢？
If God doesn't send him, how can he go?
当属灵的力量不够的时候，结果是差的人是错的人。
Without the spiritual power, the person that is sent is the wrong person.
会发生很多很多的问题。
And problems will come one after another.
如果差的人是对的，那么工作就做起来。
If the sent one is right, the work will start.
其实做起来钱是最简单的。
Really, money is really not a big problem.
但是我们把钱看得太大。
But we think of it as the paramount problem.
要为了宣教的工作，确实付上祷告的代价。
So we must pray because of this mission's work.
于是再量了一千周，那个水已经到了腰的地方。
Again, after measuring another 1,000 cubits, it gets to the loins.
以色列人他们穿的衣服是很宽大的衣服。
The Israelites wear very broad clothing.
所以呢，当他们要做事情的时候，一定要把腰带收起来。
So when they do things, they must gird their loins.
当他们打仗的时候啊，你说这个衣服很大，你怎么打仗啊？
So with all this spacious clothing, how can they go to war?
所以一定要把这腰带绑起来。
They must gird their loins.
所以在希伯来人的思想里面，腰是力量的所在。
And again, in Hebrew thought, this represents the strength.
于是我们就想到侍奉跟征战，这是我们基督徒生命长进的现象。
And so we think of service and warfare. These are both the aspects of our Christian growth.
我们记得当初耶稣基督他跟门徒最后晚餐的时候。
Remember when Jesus Christ was with his disciples at the Last Supper.
耶稣基督不是束上腰给门徒洗脚吗？
He girded his loin and he washed their feet.
各位，如果我们很仔细的来读约翰福音十三章的话，
If we look at John, the Gospel of John chapter 13 carefully,
我们会觉得非常的宝贝，在里面的意思非常的宝贝。
Oh, we see great lessons from it.
好几次，你想试试看，再数数看，耶稣知道，耶稣又知道，耶稣知道，他们不知道，那些门徒不知道，不明白。
Many times it's mentioned Jesus knew, Jesus knew again, and yet the disciples did not know.
耶稣知道什么呢？
What did he know?
他快要离开这个世界。
He knew he was going to leave the world.
他有一种紧急感， the sense of urgency. 他觉得要做这样的工作。
He had this sense of urgency towards the task.
耶稣基督他感觉到他要离开这个世界，他爱世界上属于他的人，他也爱他们到底。
He loved everyone. He loved everyone all the way to the end.
他的心里面就是有一个非常热切的爱。
In his love, there's this urgent love.
于是我们又想到说，他从父那里来，现在又回到父那里去。
He said that he came from the Father, now he's going to return to the Father.
有一种尊贵感。
There's this noble sense.
我们为什么要侍奉呢？
Why do we serve?
因为我们尊贵，所以我们做最卑微的仆人。
Because we are noble like the Lord, and so we are the lowliest servant.
因为我们有紧急感，所以我们要侍奉。
Because we have this sense of urgency, therefore we serve.
我们知道吗？
Do we know?
当时门徒不知道。
The disciples did not know.
以后他们就知道了。
And then after many days, they knew.
所以不但当时耶稣曾经说过这样一句话。
And Jesus talked to them.
他说：“如果你们知道去行的，就有福了。”
You are blessed if you go out and do what you know.
各位，我们知不知道？
Do we know tonight?
我们需要知道。
We need to know.
我们需要顺从。
We need to obey.
然后我们需要侍奉。
And then we need to serve.
于是我们在继续的思想的时候，就想到征战这一方面。
So we talk about warfare.
我们需要做属灵的征战。
We must engage in the spiritual warfare.
甚至连一个文学家都这样说，法国的一个文学家罗曼·罗兰，他不曾经这样说过吗？
Even Roman Roland said this.
他说一个不甘于平庸凡俗的人，在他的人生就是一无日就是一天没有一天没有的征战。
A person, if he doesn't want to be just an ordinary person, has to feel as though he's in warfare day by day. We must engage in warfare every day. From morning till night, we must have this warfare. Because Satan doesn't ignore us. Sometimes when there are fights in the church, the pastor and the elders have disagreements. And so they become enemies. This is really taking the trapping of the Satan. Because their common enemy should be Satan, not each other.
This is really
a pity when they cannot recognize who the enemy is. Our real enemy is Satan, not everybody else. And so there were disagreements among churches, among Christians. How do all this arise? Because in the service they pay no attention to warfare. Remember when Nehemiah rebuilt the wall? How did he teach the builders? On one hand, they hold their tools. Another hand, they are holding the weapons. This is what we should do today too. And this way we can disrupt the attack from Satan. We must engage in warfare. This water, this spring of life keeps pouring and becoming wider and deeper. There are still obstacles. And there are pebbles, there are rocks that are in the way. This is very much like the church receiving a lot of persecution and pressure from outside. So under totalitarian system, we know that the church cannot grow fully. But the church should not fear persecution. The church will be stronger under persecution. One time I read a prayer, I was deeply moved. This is a church in Ethiopia. It's a prayer by a missionary. When Mussolini's troops invaded Ethiopia, he ordered all the doors of the church be closed. So everyone has to work now. And so all throughout the day, these ministers have to work. And sometimes at midnight, there will be people knocking at the door. It's a fellow Christian, a brother in the Lord. He said, I want to pray with you. And sometimes there's another person. All night, they will have people like this praying because they had this need. And when the war was over, many missionaries have returned. And they've brought many relief. And they brought much money. And so the church is built. Beautiful churches. The churches are bigger now. There's freedom to worship God. But this zeal has gone also. And so how did the missionary pray?
Send us more trouble, Lord.
Send us more trouble because without all this trouble, the church cannot be built. So the other night we talked about the open door in China, the gospel door. According to present situations, I don't think it will be open. Unless the whole political system changes. God will open the door, but not the way that we imagine. When is it going to be open? Nobody knows but God. The question is not when, but if when the door opens, what do we do? So I told my Western missionary friends, don't go in when the door opens. Sometimes I think even I should not go in. Not that I'm not willing. I'm not qualified. I'm too naive.
我的灵性实在太差。
My spiritual life is not strong enough.
我们经历了很多的苦难。
I've not gone through all the suffering.
那些弟兄姊妹，他们才是真正的经过水火进到父母前面。
The brethren on mainland China have experienced all sorts of fire going into the land of abundance.
太天真了，哦，我们要去，我们要去，你去什么？你能够做什么
？Don't be so naive. What can you do there?
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy upon us.
当我们做宣教工作的时候
，When we engage in missions work,
要好好的预备，好好的在神的面前预备。
We must be well prepared before God.
是的，当水流经过阻碍的时候
，So when water goes through all the
obstacles,
there are many pebbles, rocks.
好像这个水流不过去的时候
，As if the water cannot go through.
你说结果怎么样
？What is the result?
结果经过水石头的冲击碰了之后，流出来的水更大，更有力量。
But with all this collision.The water will rush out with greater strength. And just like the Church of God, through our suffering, after suffering, will be more strengthened. But unfortunately, the obstacle might come from tiny sands, which will block the flow of this water of life. This is the phenomena of the churches in the free world. We are too secular. This secularism has blocked our advancement. It's not the outer pressure. It's the inner deterioration. Why this deterioration? Because the secular influence. Or we must rise up with the power of God. We cannot permit anything that is not according to the will of God. But we must pay the price. We must serve, we must engage in warfare. And after 1,000 cubits, this water becomes a river. And I cannot pass over anymore because it's so high. Because I cannot wade through anymore. Can you see a more beautiful picture than this? When we grow, grow, and grow, when we get to a state where we are totally melted in God's love, and God will occupy all of us, and when God's Spirit fills all of us, our life will be strong. This is very critical, very important. I feel that the revival of the church. Whenever I read about the revival or the renewal of the church, I'm very excited. During this time, everyone will repent of his sins. They all empty himself. And when the Spirit will come and occupy everyone. At that state, there's no self, only the Lord works out in us. The Christians who are filled by the Spirit have precious testimonies. Someone said, I don't like many preachings, especially preaching by some people.
但是当他圣灵充满了以后，他觉得哪一天讲的都非常好听，非常的受感动，因为他完全依靠神，完全思想到神的恩。
But when he is filled with the Spirit, he feels that all preaching, even from anybody, is very precious because he feels there's no self in him anymore.
我很喜欢宣信，我们知道有个宣信博士他所写的一些很多属灵的那个文章。
I like the books by Dr. A. B. Simpson.
那么他是说的他自己主自己。
And especially the Him, He Himself, the Lord Himself.
很多的时候，我们单单要主的恩典，我们要主的医治，我们要主的福分，不要恩典的主、福分主、医治的主。
We want blessing, grace, and healing from God. We do not want the Lord that gives all this.
那么他就说到，我们主在我们里面，我们也完全在他的里面。
He talked about the Lord in us, we in Him.
好像一个瓶子扔在海里面。
Just like a bottle thrown into the sea.
你说谁在瓶子外面，还是谁在瓶子里面
？You think the water inside or outside the bottle?
两样都有。
Both.
海水就进到这个瓶子里面，完全充满了，而瓶子完全在海水里，这是多么好的经验
！The sea water fills the bottle, and yet the bottle is surrounded by water. What a precious experience.
我们今天需要有这样的经验。
We need this experience.
我们做宣教的工作需要有这样的经验。
And to engage in missions, we must have this experience.
有的时候我们说我们要到远东去传道，我们要到别的地方去传道，这是非常好的。如果神感动我们的话。
Sometimes we say we want to go to far east to preach the gospel. Yes, very good.
我们去了之后，我们就要牺牲，我们真的要牺牲在那边的工作。
After we get there, we must live a sacrificial life.
我有点有的时候我听到这样的话，有的时候有点担心。
Sometimes I worry a bit when I hear such statements.
为什么现在不上？为什么现在我们不牺牲？一定要去之后才牺牲呢
？Why don't we sacrifice now? Why wait until then?
现在开始就牺牲了吧
？Let us start now.
不晓得这是不是又是那个西方宣教士的 mentality， 好像总觉得哎呀那些人很可怜，我们要去帮助他，好像带着这样的思想。
I don't know whether this is again a Western missionary mentality, a condescending attitude. We want to help the overseas people.
有的时候我们在教会里面说呢，到那边去传道，那个钱比较少，那$30就可以养活一个传道人，$50可以养活传道，是可以养活，吃稀饭可以养活的。
And we know that yes, over there $50 will be enough for a missionary.
会不会我们就好像多少有一点带着这样的一个态度？如果这样的话，我们宣教工作不能够发展。
Unconsciously, we might have this mentality. If so.How can we expand the mission work?
有的时候我们去做宣教士的时候，多少有点优越感。我是从美国来，我在美国的时候怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？怎么样？我觉得这种心理，你还是西方宣教士那种优越感的心理是要不得的。
Sometimes we go over there with a superiority complex. Well, way back in America, how I was, we did such and such.
我们要绝对的谦卑。
We must be, absolutely humble.
完完全全的放在主的里面。
Committing ourselves completely in God.Without self,
这样神的工作才能够发展。
Then God's work will develop.
你看这个水不是流得很深了吗
？You see the water will become very deep.
也是已经流了很远了。
And also reaching very far.
流到那个地方。
Reaching that place.
流到沿海的地方。
Reaching to the sea.
这个是沿海。
This is the coast.
咸的。
It's sea water. It's salty. It's bitter.
但是会变成甜的。
But it will be sweetened.
是没有生命的，就什么都变成生命。
Formerly without life, now it's full of life. This is really the vision of missions. Let us go out. We now start our dedication. And so wherever we go, the bitter will become sweet. The dead will become living. And the phenomena of the church renewal will come. Wherever we go, this.A wonderful experience will come.
我们个人的生命的光景也是这样。
And even our personal life is like this.
当我们真正的被神占有的那个时候。
When we are totally occupied by God.
我们不是带着注意布道的方法，不是说布道不要方法。
Then we do not pay attention to techniques.
因为这个 message of the method 更加的重要。
Because
这个信息要比方法更重要。
The message is more important than the method.
哦，但愿这个一幅意象成为我们生活的实际。
I hope that this vision become a reality in our life.
是我们生命的事。
Become a reality in our
是我们教会的事。
Walk so that it become a reality in our church.
是我们宣教工作的事。
And become a reality in our missions.
神就借着我们成为无限的祝福。
And then God will make us limitless blessing through our Him.
最后还说一句话。
And finally, I want to say something else.
我们很多时候去想到我们是神的器皿。
We talk about being the vessels of God.
我们要倒空了之后。神才能够充满。
We want to empty ourselves, then God can fill us.
但是我们还不单单是器皿。
We are not just vessels.
我们是河道、河床。
We are riverbed. We are river.
因为当我们成为河床的时候，神那种极大的生命的恩典的洪流，就能够接着我们永流不息。
When we become the riverbed, then God's mighty water will through us flow out to the end of the world.
神要祝福我们。
God will bless us.
让我们往前走。
Let's advance, go ahead. Let us pray.
我们感谢主，因为主这两天都带领我们，让我们实在体会到我们需要在神的面前明白他的使命，也能够要实行他所托付我们所应该做的任务。
We thank the Lord in this two, several nights we have learned how God should lead us so that we can accomplish the unfinished task.
我很盼望各位有一个在神面前决志的心。
I hope that all of you will have a, an attitude of decision tonight.
在神的面前。
Before God.
你就在神面前。
Decide. You decide before God.
求神怜悯我们。
May God have mercy on us.
因为神他一定要叫我们很肯定的、很坚定的、很确定的做一些事。
Because God will give us certainty, firmness, and positive attitude when we engage this work.
好不好？我们现在就有一段的时间，我们每一个人都很安静在神的面前。
So let us all pray very quietly before God.
对于跟神的事，我希望你自己有一个很清楚的决定。
This is a matter before you, between you and God, so I hope you have a clear-cut decision.
当你决定了，你不要再后悔。
After you decide, you will not feel, you will not regret.
神感动你，你不要消灭圣灵的感动。
God is moving your heart. Do not quench the moving of the Spirit.
亲爱的主，我们感谢你，因为我们都在这里，你的眼看着我们，你的脸向着我们，你的恩典领导我们。求主你的宝血接近我们，除去我们一切的污秽。求主叫我们能够有属灵的感受，能够决定听从遵行你在我们身上的旨意。我们的觉知你知道，求主叫我们不要后悔，是你的带领，我们就要这样的低头承认，而且存心顺服。求主叫我们能够看见你的十字架，让十字架活化在我们眼前。哦，主啊，我们都在这里，求你向我们施恩，让我们个人的生命长进，让我们的教会复兴，让我们传福音的向外传道的工作，靠着你的恩惠往前前进，因为这就是你所托付我们未完成的使命。求主帮助我们，叫我们同心合意的来建立自己，建立别人，建立教会，建立国度。哦，主啊，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Jesus' name, Amen.